Good morning, and welcome to the Heal Security Dispatch Daily Digest, your go-to source for the latest and greatest in cybersecurity, proudly presented by Heal Security. I'm Richard Simmons, joining you bright and early from London, ready to dive deep into the pivotal role of cybersecurity in the healthcare sector. Today is Monday, May 6th, 2024. So grab your coffee and get comfy as we explore the digital landscape's twists and turns.
I'm Charles, the CEO and founder of Heal Security. We're the masterminds behind the Heal Security Desktop, an innovative tool designed to deliver cutting-edge cybersecurity threat intelligence specifically for the healthcare industry, keeping a sharp eye on over 222,000 vulnerabilities, 1.5 million products, and roughly 645,000 organizations and vendors. Our Heal Security Desktop ensures that we stay ahead in the cybersecurity game.
And now for a bit of Monday morning humor. Why did the computer go to the doctor? Because it had a virus. But don't worry, with our early adopter program, you can be part of the solution, not the problem. Join us at healsecurity.com and let's make Mondays a little brighter together. Amid concerns over data security, multiple security vulnerabilities have been uncovered in various applications and system components within Xiaomi devices running Android. The flaws, affecting apps like Gallery, GetApps, and MyVideo, could potentially lead to theft of data and disclosure of sensitive information, including Xiaomi account data. Mobile security firm Oversecured has reported the 20 identified vulnerabilities to Xiaomi, urging users to promptly apply the latest updates to safeguard against potential threats. Microsoft is introducing new AI and machine learning features in Defender XDR to combat the rising threat of malicious OAuth apps used by threat actors to infiltrate cloud-based systems. These capabilities aim to automatically detect and deactivate malicious OAuth apps, addressing concerns over compromised user accounts and potential data breaches. With attackers exploiting OAuth's automated login capabilities, Microsoft's extended detection and response offering now includes automated attack disruption, bolstering defense against a range of cyber threats, including phishing and password spraying attacks. Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Arthur M. Blank Hospital, set to open in September, boasts cutting-edge technology and a meticulously planned health IT strategy. With input from patients and families, the hospital was designed to enhance patient experience and streamline care delivery. Chief Information Officer Jeremy T. Meller highlights the hospital's focus on integrating devices, leveraging AI, and employing robotics to support clinicians and improve patient outcomes. The hospital's comprehensive approach to IT aims to revolutionize pediatric healthcare and set new standards for excellence and innovation. AT&T has finalized the separation of its cybersecurity services division, establishing a joint venture named Level Blue, dedicated to manage cybersecurity services. Led by Chairman and CEO Robert McCullen, Level Blue combines AT&T's managed service business and cybersecurity assets acquired from AlienVault. With a focus on expanding beyond traditional security services, Level Blue aims to leverage its expertise to adapt to evolving cyber threats and enhance customer experience. The venture, buoyed by a robust workforce and strategic partnerships, underscores AT&T's commitment to addressing cybersecurity challenges in an increasingly digital landscape. The US government has issued a warning about the North Korea-linked hacking group known as Kimsuki, which has been exploiting weak email, domain-based message authentication, reporting, and conformance (DMARC) settings to perpetrate spear phishing attacks. According to the FBI, NSA, and US Department of State, Kimsuki has used crafted DMARC policies to spoof email messages and pose as legitimate academics, journalists, and experts in Eastern Asian affairs, enabling the collection of intelligence on geopolitical events and adversary strategies. Engaging in sustained intelligence-gathering efforts through its Reconnaissance General Bureau, North Korea's cyber program, facilitated by Kimseki, targets countries perceived as threats, compromising policy analysts and experts to provide valuable geopolitical insights to the Pyongyang regime. The U.S. government advises vigilance against suspicious emails and attachments, urging organizations to implement mitigations to prevent successful phishing attempts. The Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency, CISA, is urging the software industry to address directory traversal vulnerabilities following recent high-profile exploits of these decades-old bugs. Despite established approaches to eliminate them, directory traversals allow users to manipulate inputs and gain unauthorized access to data, posing serious risks including data theft and system compromise. CISA emphasizes the need for software manufacturers to prioritize secure-by-design practices and implement effective mitigations to protect critical infrastructure organizations, especially in sectors like healthcare, where these vulnerabilities are actively exploited. Recommendations include adopting ransom identifiers for file naming and limiting the types of characters in file names to prevent exploitation. Finland's Transport and Communications Agency, Traficom, has issued a warning about an Android malware campaign targeting bank users. The campaign involves text messages instructing recipients to call a service number, leading them to install malware disguised as McAfee antivirus. Once installed, the malware allows criminals to access victims' applications and messages, including online banking, enabling them to steal funds. Traficom advises affected users to contact their bank, reset their device to factory settings, change passwords, and file a criminal report. The ongoing campaign is specifically targeting Android users, and Traficom has not detected any attacks against iPhone users. Thank you for listening. I'm Richard Simmons, and that concludes today's edition of Heal Security Dispatch, Daily Digest. We appreciate your time and look forward to having you with us again tomorrow for more insightful updates. Remember to like and subscribe for ongoing coverage and in-depth analysis, and consider joining the Heal Security Desktop Early Adopter Program by visiting healsecurity.com. Until we meet again, don't have nightmares. Stay savvy and secure in the digital realm.